We left off yesterday, just trying to figure out that how to put all the different shittas in Rishayim and Arsugya into place, the halacha. And we realized that there are really multiple questions that we have to ask, how the sugya falls out, halacha l'maisa. There was a question about whether we machriya like Rashi, or the Tam Shushan, in Yichalabayas. There's a question, what's a general take on the mechilta? So a lot of different variables, the halacha. So we left off the end of Shia yesterday commenting on the fact that the Shulchan Aruch seems to almost outright reject the Mechilta. The Shulchan Aruch, not a great surprise, he seems to be quoting the Shittas HaRambam, the Rishonim, we're not mitzayches to the Mechilta. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din that if a Yisrael is mafkir chemtsoi eitzel goi, so over lava ha mafkir, that the mafkid would be in violation of by Rabbi Motzi. So the question is, what do we make of that statement? What conclusion should we draw of that statement? So the emphasis is that the Rishonim who say such a thing, that the mafkid is over by Rabbi Motzi, could really be saying it for one of two reasons. So one way to approach the Rishonim who say such a din is to say that, yeah, they outright reject the Mechilta. The finish, there is no din of Batechem, finish Gemarnu. So why does the Torah say Batechem? I don't know. To learn Parshas Bo, you figure out what the Torah says Batechem. But it doesn't say it to conjure up this imagery of chametz in another location. What to quote ourselves, category number three basically doesn't exist. So that is definitely one approach. I would guess that's probably Shittas HaRambam, that there is no such thing. The Mechilta is rejected, finished, and every Mechilta is accepted Halach L'maisa. Especially in light of the fact that there are some Gemaras that don't seem to bear out the Mechilta, as the Ramban himself conceded that on the level of the Ramban fell back onto the position that those Gemaras are only made the Rabbanan. But it's very possible that the Rambam understood that those Gemaras are real. The Gemara that Flamed Aleph about Mashka with the Goy is real, and that's a proof positive that the Mechilta is not really accepted by the Chachmei Tabad Bavli. So that would be one way of approaching the Pesach Shulchan Aruch, to outright reject the Mechilta. But one could take a little bit of a toned-down approach and say that bi'ikaron we do accept the Mechilta. Bi'ikaron, everyone accepts the Mechilta. But mafkid is not a good application of the Mechilta's principle. Because the Mechilta's principle basically tells me that location is critical, that in order to be over by Rabbi Motzi, it's not enough just to have bayis on the chometz, but it has to be in my bayis. But now the question comes, how do you define my bayis? So I thought that my bias means it's a 36 rector court. I thought it's my property. I have a deed, I have a title somewhere in my files. It says somewhere that I bought that house. So it says Sobolovsky's name on it. I thought that's my house. One could argue that if I ask somebody to do me a taiva and to watch my chametz, and he says, no problem, just leave it in my closet, that area may also be halachli my house. There may be almost like a haknas makom. How that happened, what my sekinyan was done of any, was there real? That's already a chashem mishmashah, that's already a didimom nishah. But naniach that such a concept exists, that whenever a shomer is watching something and he's telling the mafkid to please place it there, it's as if it's in the base hamafkid. It's as if that area is mine. It's a hovel, it's like an embassy. So, United States of America owns United States of America. And then they have an embassy sitting in the middle of Yerushalayim. So that area also belongs to the United States of America. Now, whether that's true in international law is highly questionable. It actually has an impact in terms of course, Erevin, Schiris, and Shus, but not for now. But in terms of the model, I think the model makes sense. That I own my house, and I also own a very, very small area in your house. That's the relation of Mafkid and Shaman. If that's the case, then it's not that we show you who say that a mafkid is over by Rabbi Motzei is rejecting the Mechilta, but not rejecting the Mechilta. We're just saying that even the fishiness of Mechilta, there would still be a violation because it still is considered to be Batechem. What would fall short of the threshold of Batechem? If you accept the Mechilta, but not willing to plug it in the case of mafkid and Sherman, give me an example. What would be a good case where the Mechilta would come to the rescue? Give me a scenario where the Mechilta would perhaps come to the rescue. What if I go to your house and I deposit my chametz there without asking you? You weren't even home. I snuck in, dropped my chametz off in your backyard, and left. So that would be the test case. That would be the litmus test, whether we reject the mechilta or we just cannot apply the mechilta in the case of mafki b'shoyim. So if we outright reject the mechilta and we say there is no, never was, never is such a requirement that has to be bateichem, so then this person, we can't call the mafki, the bala chametz would be over by Rabbi Matzah. But if you say b'ikaron, we do accept the mechilta, it's just that we can't apply it to a case where there's a mafkid shema relationship, because that is called bateichem, and when there's no mafkid shema relationship, because there was no shema, the guy didn't even know, John Brown wasn't even around this year, he didn't even know that I dropped chametz off in his backyard. So then obviously, if you basically reject the mechilta, if you reject the mechilta outright, there would be a violation by Rabbi Matzah. But if you accept the mechilta, so under these circumstances, the tach would not be about Rav Matzah. So it's not clear from the Shulchan Aruch proper which direction the Shulchan Aruch is going in. We know that the Shulchan Aruch is not accepting outright the Rambam. He's not willing to go on record to say that a mafkid is not over finished. That the Shulchan Aruch refuses to say. But when he's neitel hachmir, in which direction is he neitel hachmir? So that's what the Bir Halacha quotes at Dion in the Acharonim. So the Bir Halacha in the sixth of the Maariv Primus quotes the following: "Over alav afamafkid, v'harosh kosav od, v'yafagav dechsib bateichem." The Rosh is saying, "I accept the mechilta." Kevad dehishalo hanifkad beisal shmiyas b'mayni the mafkid kavida bebateichem the mafkid adkan. So the Rosh was the Rishon who went down the second path. V'haytim is the hagraz b'shuchanach shaloi. Who is the Graz? Anyone know? Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Gaon Rav Zalman, Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Balatanya. Sometimes guys, when they read the Mishnah Berurah, so they see the grass, and they thought, oh, Mishnah was quoting the Grizz. It must be the Brisker Rav he's quoting. Like, it's honest. Okay, Brisker Rav, first of all, was younger than the Chavetz Chaim. Second of all, he wrote the Grizz, not the grass. And third of all, he didn't write a Sefer Halach, he wrote Chidush HaTar and Rambam. So this is wrong. It's the grass. It's the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So all this is the grass, the Shulchan Aruch Shalai. What did the Shulchan Aruch Rav say? Rabbi say, Shulchan Aruch Rav is claiming b'das the mechaber, b'das the Shulchan Aruch, that in his heart and soul, the Shulchan Aruch accepts who? Rabbi say, he accepts what? Rabbi say, the mechilta. Michal just made a chesam eisim, just made a comeback here. At the end of the show yesterday, we were ready to say of our finish gemarnu, of roboto, come to Shulchan Aruch Rav and brought it back to life. And says no, that the emes lamita is we do accept the mechilta. The only reason why we don't accept it in the case of mafkid shomer is for a technical quirk, the quirk that the Rosh raised, that it's still called a chelik from the beis hamashil, the beis hamafkid. But then the Shulchan Aruch Rav is quick to point out, even if that's right, that we accept the mechilta, don't forget, the Ramban, who was the greatest, the Ramban was one who brought us the mechilta. He was one who discovered this mechilta for Klal Yisrael. But the Ramban conceded with the Ramban and the Zichar problem, and remember the two rishis of the Ramban, one from Mashkin and one from Bishamai. So even if we're going to accept the view of the Shulchan Aruch Rav's version of the Mechaber, it's not going to translate to me mutter, it's just going to translate to me not a nisa deraisa. V'ayin shom, the kutris achron, the back of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, at the bottom he has the kutris achron, shemefakfek shom al divya tash, muchum imen v'hefech midayte. And the Mishnah quotes achronim here and there and there, v'tzachir. So it is not clear as day at all what the Shulchan Aruch Rav said. There are some achronim who debate what he said, and there are some achronim who claim that when the Mechaber was Machriya against the Ramban, against the Mekilim, he was Machriya against the Mekilim because he was Machriya against the Mechilta, like the Rambam, that we don't even follow this Mechilta, the Mechlal, not the Natar, not the Rabban Zero, it doesn't exist. It exists, but it's not true. If that would be the case, then the corollary of the Shulchan Aruch Rav would also not be correct. According to the version that the Mechaber rejected the Mechilta outright, then the Mafkud would be over even if there was no Heskim, there was no agreement on behalf of the Shomer to give off part of his house to the Mafkud. So at the end of the day, we know for a fact that the Mafkud is over. That's Chayk Layav, that's Nimnu V'gam B'Psach Halach Shulchan Aruch, the Mafkud is over. What we are not 100% sure about is, why is he over? Is he over because rejection of the Mechuta? Is he over because we accept the view of the Rosh? It should be intuitively obvious to us that yesterday, when the Mishnah Berurah was willing to be a little bit makil and to buy in kind of a little bit, a little mashal, tikkun min hayam, the Mishnah Berurah was willing to buy into the Rabbeinu Tam and say that even though we don't really want to follow Rabbeinu Tam at Yichud Abayis, but we're willing to be makil like Rabbeinu Tam at Yichud Abayis, at least vis-a-vis what Rabbi say? Vis-a-vis B'diyevet, the guy B'chomesh Rabbi Pesach, we'll dig Rabbeinu Tam out from the Vavim Sochim. B'diyevet, we won't make the Knas. Would the Mishnah Berurah do the same thing here for the Ramban? What do you think? Would the Mishnah Berurah be willing to say that Acharei Kichlei Sakol, we'll rely on the Mechut, even according to those who say the Mechut is a little bit accepted, maybe, would we accept it, at least Chach B'diyevet? Would we at least salvage the Chometz based in it? What do you think? It's a trick question. Could you see the Mishnah Berurah make a statement that if you goofed and you left your Chometz in somebody's house and you want to rely on the Mechut of B'diyevet, Zolzayin B'diyevet, we could rely on it? Could anyone think what the answer would be? Who here thinks the Mishnah Berurah would be comfortable doing that also? Who here thinks that that's ridiculous? Why is it ridiculous? Why is it ridiculous? It's still Asa B'Dirabbanan, and it's so bad Asa B'Dirabbanan that it even carries with a what? Kenas. How do I know? That the Ramban discovered that was the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph. So that's a Gemara. You can give whatever coolers you want, once you're not against the Gemara. If you're against the Gemara, your coolers are done. The Gemara state Tem Mole in Daf Lamed Aleph that a Jew has chametz not in his house. He's got it in the Goy's house. And state Beferish, black and white, that chametz is Osir Banol Yachar Pesach. Whether it's Osir, whether there was a violation by Rav Matzi Deraisa like the Rambam, whether there was only a violation by Rav Matzi Midirabana like the Ramban and the Mechilta, but clearly there was some violation that was one of the Ramban's rayas that we did say from its Osir. So nobody could salvage that chametz. No, even if the Mechut is right, you can't salvage that chametz. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah rescuing the chametz yesterday, he only rescued it when it was the Yichud Abayis Kula. Remember, the Yichud Abayis Kula was only said on what kind of chametz? Very low risk chametz. Remember, chametz, it wasn't really yours in the first place. It was all it was a Kabbalah Sakharias chametz. Remember, that was yesterday's Ramban. When the Ramban said that mid the Rabbanon, they made a gezeira against real chametz in somebody else's rishus, but they left it on the deraisa when it's fake chametz, but it's only a Kabbalah Sakharias chametz. So, no shape or form are you going to find out of the Mishnah Berurah any indication that if a person took his chametz, gave it as a pikadon, with rishus, without rishus, whatever the case may be, no way, shape, or form you can find anyone to say that the evidence is good after Pesach, because that's against the Gemara. So if I say, there's still one last nekuda to the sugya, and that is a ha'ara that the Taz makes. How to call it Ha'ara. Ha'ara sounds like it's just like a one moment point, and then we're going to move on. We have to put ourselves now into, I would say, the grand finale of the last week and a half. Yeshiva started already last week, right? We've been learning already almost for 2 weeks. We've learned 2 sugyas in the last 2 weeks. Chazara, what was sugya number 1? Anyone remember? Sugya number 2, Yichud Abayis. Now the 2 sugyas are about to converge together. And they converge together in the eyes of the Taz. Everyone saw the Taz? Everyone understood the Taz? Everyone appreciate the significance of the Taz? Okay. We'll try to work it together. We might say, the Taz goes back to almost when we started the sugya of Yichud Abayis. Remember, we started the Sugya of Yichud Abayis with Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam is a big breakthrough. But there's a gewaltig kula derived from the phrase Lo Yimotzei, Prat L'zeh Shein HaMotzei B'Yadoi. And there was a din in HaTorah. And the Ramban wasn't quite sure about how far that din in HaTorah goes. That drasha of lo yimotzi prat lezer sheyichu lebayis. The Ramban was mistopic. The Ramban had a dream and then he woke up. Who remembers? What's kibedubali? Who was the kibedubali of the Ramban? Beginning of the sugya. Kibedubali zok the Ramban b'hav amina that this kul of yichu lebayis makes sense when you're dealing with very, very low level bayira, so to speak. It's not really yours. The whole thing is a farce, it's a sham, it's a kibbol sacharias. Okay, what can I do? The Torah Kadesh says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, I'm not making fun of Mizalza Dini of Torah. But in our heart and souls, we realize this is not primary by Rabbi Motzi. This is a mechudish dikka by Rabbi Motzi. And the afutz nitonle amers of the Ramban kibbidimali. That vis-a-vis this low-level bailus of chometz, so then yichla bais is going to do the trick. But when you're dealing with the real makoy chometz, mamish chometz that states the blosky on it, it's my pizza, it's my macaroni, it's my cereal, it's mine. Not that it's a guy's macaroni, it's mine. My chometz. We're not so sure yichla bais is going to do the trick. They're not so pashut. No pashut. That was kibedumali of the Ramban. And no, Rabbi Yisai Tzachas back to early in the week. And what turned the Ramban around? What turned the tables for the Ramban? When he discovered the what? The Mechilta. That was the flow of the Ramban. So let's stop for a moment and ask ourselves. We're not the Ramban. We're nowhere near the Ramban. We can't even come to touch the fingernails of the Ramban. What do we think the din should be? Do we think that we should make that bridge, we should make that jump and say, well, the Torah gives us a kula of lo yimotze, prat lezesh, and amotze biyadai, so we have every right to extrapolate from kibbol zachrayis to regular chometz. The bridge is right. Or maybe there's reason to believe that the bridge is not right. Maybe there's reason to believe, like the Ramban's kibbedumali was correct, that ain't the chavol chadashim. Just because the Torah is bechadash with this meiridik nerve ayim kul of yichal ba'ayis in watered down chametz, make a taste that it can be extrapolated to regular chametz. So we're not quite sure who really is right. Is the Ramban right with chilosu? Is the Ramban right with maskenasai? So what do you think that should depend on, Rabbi Yisai? What do you think ultimately that should depend on? The chayr, that should depend on the following. That should depend on the most basic, fundamental lomdisha chakira of chometz kibbol achrayus. This is merging two sugyas ago, before the break, the created by Sibarishis. When we first introduced the sugya of kibbol achrayus, we spoke a lot about the details, the parameters of kibbol achrayus. We spoke about is Kabbal Sakhraya Shemichinam? Is it Shemisachar? Is it Shayel? Is it required Kabbal Sakhraya's Beratzo? Even Kabbal Sakhraya's Be'onus? Is it Gazlan called Kabbal Sakhraya's? Only a Shayimah? We spoke about everything about the topic. But you know what we didn't talk about? About it. It was a great, great Torah personality in a yeshiva many years ago, before my time even. Rabbi Bezdin, Rabbi Moshe Bezdin was the one who founded the GSS program. Now it was called the Mechina program. It was basically that chelak in yeshiva that was traditionally geared towards people who came from much, much weaker backgrounds. And he was one of the, when they write the books about the history of Kiruv in America and Israel, he was one of the early players. He was one of the real back in there, visionaries back in the 1960s, whatever it was. Moshe Bezdin. So again, I never had the privilege to meet him, but there used to be a phrase they used to say about him. That he used to say that when we teach Torah, especially he teaching, the boys would come with almost no background. Stop teaching about it. Teach it. I mean, sometimes you spend so much time talking about all the periphery of Torah. Open up a chumash and just read the pesukim with the boys and teach them what a pasuk chumash is. Teach them a Rashi. Teach them a Mishnah. Teach them a halacha and Shulchan Aruch. And when you teach it, you'll be shocked. A Jewish soul just drinks it up. Sometimes you spend, you know, 6 weeks of introductory courses about, you know, the basic, fundamental, philosophical. It's all nice, but it ain't it. Just give them Torah. Give them the real thing. Start teaching them about Davar Germa Mamon. See how far you'll get. I'm not sure how far you'll get. You'll get far. It, not about it. So we spent a lot of time talking about it. We talk about it. It is the most basic fundamental problem we have in the sugya of Kabbalah Sechrayis. Is ownership required for Bar Rav Matzirat? Answer that one question. What does the Torah not want me to have on chometz? Does the Torah not want me to own chometz on Pesach? Or does Torah not want me to have chometz in my possession of Pesach? In my house, in my possession of Pesach? Is Bailus an integral part of what the Torah asks us or not? So I'm getting contradictory vibes in halach. On the one hand, the din is, Shachoyet Arayot Arash Lachem Shemavayim. Mr. Brown deposits 500 bottles of schnapps sitting on my table. That's perfectly okay. I mean, I'm just having on the Seder table. I'm making a Seder. I'm singing Avodah Mayinu, and I have Mr. Brown's pizza and schnapps sitting on my table. And the Moshe Rabbeinu would say, that's fine. Moshe Rabbeinu would come to that Seder, no problem. Okay, Midr Rabban will be tired to put it in a closet because Shem Yavaliyach. Okay, good. That's Midr Rabban. Midr Torah, there's nothing wrong with that. So what imagery does that portray to us? What is that indication? Does that tell us about what the Torah's Kavanah is? The problem is not having unleavened bread in my house. The problem is owning unleavened bread. The problem is owning chametz. That's the whole din of Lacha is predicated on that. I can have chametz shel hekdesh, chametz shel akva, according to Hefter Yisrael, chametz shel hefker, according to many Yisrael, chametz shel Yisrael acher even. Except we're going to Rashi and the Goyim. So clearly the emphasis is on Bailus. All of a sudden, Idach Gisa, out of nowhere, the Torah tells me that if you're watching comments for a non-Jew and you accept the point of Samachrayas, but the Shemachinim, Shemesacha, Shayel, Berot, Benis, Berot, Zedgan, you hit the barometer of Kabbalah Sechrayas. All of a sudden, you're over by Rav Matzah. How do you understand that din in light of the fact that on the one hand, the Torah says, L'cha is so critical? How do we understand the Chafas Hashem Yisbarach, where in the one post he tells us L'cha, and the other post says, Shiv Yisham Yisrael Mitzvah V'teichem, there's no mention of L'cha, because the Mokar, the Ve'am Beis, Kabbalah Sechrayis is over. How do you make sense of those two contradictory notions in Halacha? So, Rabbi say, there are one of two ways to understand this phenomenon. One way to understand the phenomenon is, you're right, Bailus is critical and critical and critical and critical. And without Bailus, you're talking not over by Rav Matzah. True, L'cha requires Bailus. But you know what? Amarti ech kabo v'rechayka mimeni. You understand Paraduma? This is a Xerza Kosov. There's a Chiddush HaTorah that there is a way to violate by Rav Matzah without violence. Kashif L'maisa. The starting point was right. It was right as a Havabit, it was right as a Maskana. That's the din that violence is critical. 99.9% of the time violence is critical. And guess what? There's an exception to every rule. So Kabbalah Zacharias is route number two to the violation by Rav Matzah. Normal by Rav Matzah requires bailus. This doesn't. Oh, okay. So you're pointing out a very, very good point that, you know, we make such a fuss about bailus, but at the end of the day, we do have a din of shnei dvarim and shus shalodim. So the chori, you're only strengthening my argument. That means the Gemara couldn't even believe, how could you ever be up by Rav Matzah? Because Bailus are so critical, that's why the Gemara couldn't even fathom that you're ever over by Rav Matzah. That's the Chiddush HaTorah, that vis-a-vis that din of Isuri Hanah, so that's not a punch. You can't come to the Bashar with a small aleph, and then the Yemen didn't say, well, it's not mine because the Ketzais and Sibbat Tavav said it's not mine. And that doesn't work. Okay? So you forget your straight thing, what I'm saying. And bias is critical, 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 but that one crunch of it was bias that would have been a point there, that doesn't register. You're right, 100%. So that's one way of understanding what's going on. That basically lecha is true. But Kabbalah Sechrayus is another way of violating by Rabbi Matzai, albeit the Tachas Dobedus. What's the other side of the Chakira by saying? What's the other way to understand what's going on here? What? Achrayus is lecha. Of course Bailus is critical. Of course you're not over by Rabbi Matzai without lecha. The Torah is megala to me that this is also called lecha. We thought we understood what lecha was. If not for the pasuk in Chumash, I would have thought that lecha meant lecha means mamish literally bad. Kamash malon, kabbalah chayes is also a different violence. That's also called lecha. So the word in the chiddush ha-Torah of kabbalah chayes is not that there's a new track of by Rabbi Matzah. There is no second track. There's only one track, only one way to bump into by Rabbi Matzah. It requires violence. It's just we're gonna touch up a little bit, you know, ignore some of the intricacies of Chesh Mishpat and redefine Bailus a little bit here and there. But Bailus is for sure necessary. So what's Pshat? What's the nature of the din of Kabbalah Sechrayus? So come to Taz and says, this Chakira is a Machlekes Unho. Rabbi Shimon, the Rabban. The Torah says, this Chakira, this, if you would ask me, I say, this is a Chakira, it's right out of, you know, right out of Brisk, right out of Mir, right out of Slobodka, you know, this is like 20th century Europe. No, this is the old Tanoim. This is the heart and soul of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabban. And I'll tell you why. So the Torah is very simple. Back last sugya. What did the Gemara call Kabbalah Sechrayus? Davar Hagern Lamoma. What's our take of Davar Hagern Lamoma? So guess what? The Rabbanon say Davar Hagern Lamoma is Lav Kibaman Dami. It's not going to make you Chayav Kefil, not going to make you Chayav Dalbehei. It has zero relevance in Kol HaTerekula. Davar Hagern Lamoma doesn't exist. It's not going to make it Nichzei Yer Nidachas in case you had the Ktzeis' son. It does nothing. It's zero, zippo, absolutely worthless. Davar Hagern Lamoma doesn't exist. In the eyes of the Rabbanon, that Davar Hagern Lamoma doesn't really exist. And now comes the turf from left field and says, oh, by the way, Kabbalah Sechrayus is over by Rabbi Matzai. So who are you kidding? That the Torah is saying, oh, it's really violence? No, it's not. Come on. There's no precedent in any other area of Halacha to say Davar Hagern Lamoma is Kabbalah Sechrayus. Kabbalah Sechrayus is not Mamun according to the Rabbanon. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a pure principle Chiddush HaTorah Ad Kan V'lo Yaseh. But according to Rabbi Shimon, not so fast. According to Rabbi Shimon, is there anything remarkable about the fact that Obav Rabbi Matzai with Kabbalah Sechrayus? Anything radically strange and different from other areas of Halacha? No. The same Davar Hagern Lamoma makes you Chayav Kefil in Bava Kamma, makes you Chayav Dalbehei in Bava Kamma, makes it Nichzei Yer Nidachas in Sanhedrin. Davar Hagern Lamoma, Kabbalah Sechrayus, is something we're familiar with in Rabbi Shimon's structure of Chesh Mishpat. So Chometz is no different than any other area of Chesh Mishpat. So what's the nature of the din that you Yehiva by Rabbi Matzai on Chometz Kabbalah Sechrayus? Because it's basically what? It's basically the Chol. That's the breakthrough of the Taz. That's the Yisoid Gevald Genev Oyem Yisoid from Taz. Who here saw the Taz? Who here understood? If you missed that breakthrough, then you kind of missed the Taz. That's the breakthrough of the Taz. Now the Taz comes from the next part. Going back to the Ramban's change of heart. His Kimeduma Tez Maskon. The Torah presents us a din of Chometz Kibbalah Sechrayus. It says to us, by the way, he has a great kula. You know what the great kula is? If it's Yichla Bayis, everything's hunky dory. Nothing to worry about. Yichla Bayis, you're good to go. So we're scratching our head and trying to figure out, should we take that kula and plug it into real Bayi Rabbi Matzai? Real Bayis. What's the answer to that question? What's the answer, everybody say? What? Depends who you are. If you're Rabbi Shimon, or if you're the Rabbanan. If you're a Rabbanan person, that you believe that this Din of Kabbalah Zacharias is really bizarre, and it really is not classic by Rav Matzah. It's by Rav Matzah Yaitzim in a klal. How in the world can you take a Chiddush Lekula in something that's not primary by Rav Matzah and extrapolate and say, well, if the Torah gives us this kula here, then that kula applies to real by Rav Matzah Bailos also. Like, Mechatei say, Ein Lechabal Chiddushay. But if you're a Rabbi Shimon person, and you believe that there's really nothing so unique about Kabbalah Zacharias, it's part of a common defined Aleph. It's part of Sederuk of Yibay. It's part of the regular world of Davagam Rami Kamam and Dami. It's Bailos. So the Torah is telling me there's a kula of Yichud Bayis by Bailos. Manishtana, the Bailos of Davagam the moment. From Bailos, it's a Sobolevsky, it's the same Bailos. According to Bishimon, it's identical for Kefal, Dal, Hey, for Dixir, it's the same thing. So if the Torah tells me there's a Prat, in order to be Eber Rebbe Motzi, it has to be Motzi Bihotcha, there's no reason to believe that that Kula cannot be carried over, does not spill over to real Eber Rebbe Motzi. You know why? Because guess what? This is real Eber Rebbe Motzi. There is no difference. This is not Eber Rebbe Motzi Tier 2. This is not the base. This is Aleph Plus. This is the class. This is the best, highest floor by Rabbi Matzah. It's the same as Real Bailos and Kol Torah. So that was the Kud number 2 to tell us. The Kud number 1 is that the fundamental machlaikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan is how to understand this Gzer Sakafah. Is it just a quirk we answer in a cloud, or is it just part of the regular pismen of regular Bailos? And number 2, what you think about that Shiloh will ultimately impact whether the kula spill over or not. What phenomenal you say, does the Taz then go on to say, all the pieces of the puzzle, of all the Tanaim, and all the sugyas, and all of Amar Chazal now begin to fit into the picture. Why? Says the Taz, we are getting contradictory messages from Chazal about, is there a notion of having chametz, not really in my dalat amos, not really in my rishos, in some kind of a yichel abayis or fakirat, even better than you. What's better than yichel abayis? Give me a super duper duper yichel abayis. Give me the best yichel abayis in the world. What is it? If I dump it in the guy's house, yichel abayis means it's basically in my house, but he has access to it. Better than that, I'll dump it in his house, and I'll lock the door. So should that solve the problem or not? Should that work or not? Should that be a solution to Bar Rav Ebotzeh? So we're holding on for dear life. If you believe that Yichel Abayis slash out of my house is a solution for all kinds of Bar Rav Ebotzeh, because there really is only one tier of Bar Rav Ebotzeh, it's all the same. So then Yichel Abayis slash Hotzibi Beso is going to work. If you hold that the whole parsha, the whole sugya of Yichel Abayis was only said by Rav Matzah, which is tier 2, which is not real by Rav Matzah, which is the Chiddush HaTorah that we don't really understand. So the Heichat Tais is going to carry over to real bona fide by Rav Matzah when I actually own the Chometz myself. What were the two contradictory messages we're getting from Chazal? Who remembers? What were the two contradictory messages? We have a Mechilta that clearly buys into this idea of dumping it in someone else's house and calling it a day. What other Ma'amar Chazal doesn't seem to buy into that? What Brisa doesn't seem to buy into that? Doesn't seem to say that just dumping it somewhere else is going to solve the problem? What Brisa do we have that seems to contradict that Mechilta? The Ramban was sensitive to that. Which Brisa? The Gemara that flamed out. The Brisa not about here in Chavetz Ezel Goy. Because the Gemara said that dumping it off in the guy's house is not going to save you. It's still Chumash Lava Pesach. So we're familiar with the two Mahalchim and Rishonim, how to solve that dilemma. How do you solve the contradiction? So the Ramban says the Bichud is the Reis and the Gemara is the Rabban. How did the Rambam solve that contradiction? By saying it's a Machlokes and saying we reject the Bichutim. What's the Taz, the solution to that problem? We have one source in Tanaitic literature saying that putting it outside of your Yichud, out of your control is okay. And another source of Tanaitic literature saying no such thing. What's the answer? So says the Taz, good, we have a mechalta that says what it says. Mechalta said it 100%. Mechalta is emes lamita if you believe in Rabbi Shimon. But if you don't accept Rabbi Shimon, then the mechalta is rejected, which is exactly why the Gemara, the Tzaram, the Amoraim, the Chumar Aleph, what mechachais did mechalta. They knew the mechalta existed. They also know that we don't accept the mechalta. It would have been nice. It would have been a mechalta Rabbi Shimon by Yochai. That would have been great. But it happens to be a mechalta Rabbi Shmuel. But okay, who's counting mechaltas? That's the Taz. That's unbelievable. This Taz is like, it's eye opening. Everyone saw this Taz. You have to spend the whole morning reading. This is not a Taz. You just kind of read it, you know, at 11:51, you know, with a cup of coffee under their feet. This is a Taz. You got to sit, hover over. You got to sit and read through. He gave you the basic fundamental hakira of the whole sugya. He's connecting from before the break, last week to this week. He's putting the whole piece of the puzzle together. He's claiming it's all ultimately the machings of Shimon the Rabban. And now he's connecting the dots and showing away every source in the Gemara in Mishayim, every source in Gemara in Tanoim, Mechutas, every piece is right within that view. Then the Taz comes in for his final, the grand finale. It says, based on what I just explained to you, we can now understand one of the most cryptic comments of a Rishon in our entire sugya. It's a cryptic comment that we spoke about already last time, before we broke. When was the first time we were introduced to this mechilta? Who remembers? Who first called it? Even before the Ramban, we heard about this mechilta already from who? Which shita was it? We called it the what? Before we discovered it was a mechilta in the Ramban, we called it the Gaonim. Remember that? Remember the Gaonim that the Rush quotes? Vaguely? Anyone remember? Didn't the Gaonim talk about it? I take chametz, put it into somebody else's mishosim, not over, right? Remember that? Remember what the Rush said about that? Look for a second back to the Rush. The Rush was the first one to call this. We've been talking about this for 20 times. What? Yesh min ha-Gaonim. Sh'amru Yisrael shifkid chemtza etzol nochet yisach veru v'eh v'lo ha-mafkid ava bishu shaloi kem jena bishu soy v'vir Ramban mechilta. It's not about, I mean, the Gaonim. I'm not so sure that the Russian is not referring to the Ramban. I don't know if he means Gaonim like the Gaonim. He could be referring to the Ramban. The Ramban was also good. I'm not sure who the Russian is referring to. Then he skips down a few of Rabbeinu Yehuda Zalai in there. Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ramban are related to one another. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, nah, it's not true. The Le'ayla Mishas Amaf Kidu V'chayi V'varu Me'at Torah. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, no. You have to get rid of it B'deraisa, the Mafkid Zoyfer. And he brought a raya from Perek Meruba, V'gunwe Beis Ish, V'lomi Beis Hekdesh. Kach Matzosti B'Sher Rabbeinu Yehuda Zavolo, Hivanti Rayosai. Forgot the castle before I shot the mechutish for Rabbeinu Raya. So the Rosh says, I don't know what the Rabbeinu Yehuda is talking. Rabbeinu Yehuda doesn't address the mechuta. And what does that do with the Kama? With Gunu Beis Ishmael Beis Ektish. It's just very tired. So this is Rabbeinu Yehuda has been bothering people for hundreds of years. So the Taz says, I think I solved the problem. Very simple, says Rabbeinu Yehuda. It says that's the Taz. Says the Taz, ultimately, whether we're going to accept the Mechilta is the age-old Machlokes. We're going to follow Rabbi Shimon and follow the Ramban. That's the question. If Rabbi Shimon's right, then the Mechilta follows. Because if Rabbi Shimon's right, then Davar on the moment is not really Mechudish. Kamal Zechariah is not great, grandiose Chiddish. And if the Torah gives us a clue, we can extrapolate to real Bar Yirah, because this is real Bar Yirah. According to the Rabbanon, you can't extrapolate. So the only question is, do we follow Rabbi Shimon, do we follow the Rabbanon? That's the real question. So how would you know the answer to this question? We're learning Pesachim. But what Mesach would you have to open up to figure out how you pass it? Let's go back to Bava Kama, to Perek Meruba, and see who's right, Rabbi Shimon the Ramban, who's accepted by Allah. Whatever the answer there is going to impact on Bai Rabbi Matzah. So Rabbi Yehuda said, we paskin like the Stam Mishnah. The Guru Beis Eshlom Beis Hekdesh. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama that if a person's makdish an animal and somebody steals it, there's no case, all finished. Rabbi Shimon, nisht. But the Mishnah that the Rabbi Yain is quoting the Mishnah in Bava Kama, the Guru Beis Eish. That a grain of kachim is potter and kefil. All Rabbi Yehuda wanted to say, Zechdetaz, I'll bring you a ra'ayah from Bava Kama that we don't follow Rabbi Shimon. Because the stab of the suya, the stab of shnai, is not like Rabbi Shimon. That's all Rabbi Yehuda said. And everything follows from there. Once Rabbi Yehuda has proved to us in Bava Kama that we don't follow Rabbi Shimon, so Mamela we pass can never go to Mamela's Lafka Mamadami. We paskin that the Rambam is lafka moment dami. So then we paskin that the by Rabbi Matzah Kvosach Rais, the second tier is not the real McCoy, and therefore we paskin that the cool of Yichav Abayis slash Hini Achutz LeBeisai is only true by the low level by Rabbi Matzah, not by real by Rabbi Matzah. And that's all Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. Rabbi Yehuda meant Ayin Bava Kama, Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan V'chulei Ayin Sham, and Rabbi Yehuda understood. Everyone's going to know. Who's not going to realize that all I'm telling you is that we follow the Rabban Rabbi Shimon. Once you follow the Rabban Rabbi Shimon, Fishteitzach, the Chemedum Ali of the Ramban was right. Not the Maskar. Rabbi Yehuda is telling his cousin that your Dimyon was right, not your Maskar. Your dream was right. When you woke up, you weren't right. We, who follow the Rabban, have no right to extrapolate from one to the other, because one is low level by Rabban, one is the real Makoy by Rabban. That's all Rabban Yehuda meant, so that does. Everyone saw that does? Everyone chapt who yachapt that does? Who here now gets the does? Who understands now what the does means? Does is solving the world's problems. Everything is being cleared up. It's a whole breakthrough. Wait, hold on. I'm going to punch the hold on. So you sit and read this Taz, you set me up for the next line. You sit and read this Taz, I'm saying this is nerve-volume, Ramesh. If we weren't in the middle of Corona, I would just stop now and just dance. Ramesh would make a weekend around. We'd sing, we'd dance, all we could sing is Mugging Up, we'd run. That's the only thing we're allowed to sing around here. So we don't like to sing. But we, you know, our hearts are bursting forth with excitement. Nerve-volume. Is that Taz? Is that beer in the sugya? Is that clarity in Rabbi Shimon, Rabban, and Mechutas, the Gemaras? Everything is totally zebizeh. Rabbi Yain is clear. Rabbi Zgevaldik, Nair Ve'ayim. There's one ha'ara against the Taz. The Taz is, you say that you say this is that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is nothing unique about Kabbal Zacharias. There was nothing startling, nothing different about Kabbal Zacharias than about any other Shittas Rabbi Shimon about Kefal and Dalbehei. That's the whole breakthrough. If that's wrong, then the whole Shittas Rabbi Shimon falls away. Is that right? Is that correct or not? According to Rabbi Shimon, there's nothing Nischadish by Lo Yimatzei. The other girl, the mamon, would have translated to mean, Kabbal Zacharias says, Ayyubi by Rabbi Matzah, really? No. Who knows what I'm getting at? No. According to Mishimon, I have Rabbi Shimon above a comma, the other girl, the mamon, Kabbal, Kefal, the Obehei, the works. So I know right away by Rabbi Matzah. I don't remember Gemara. I've had my days. Isn't that two Lashonis in the Gemara? Wasn't that the Ikad Yami in HaGemara? The Gemara starts at the bottom of Hamad Beis. Hanichal Mandiyama Dabagam Ramam Kamam and Dami. According to Mandiyama Dabagam Ramam and Dami, I understand what Kamal Sakharis is Chayiv. El Mandiyama Lav Kamam and Dami, Michael Abemish, Anyach Diyama Leimotze. What is that first Lashon holding? That according to Bishimon, you don't need Leimotze. There is no drash on Lo Yimotzei according to Rabbi Shimon. What do I need it for? I have Davidan and Mamma. What do I need Lo Yimotzei for? Who is saying that first lashon? Which great Achron is smiling at that lashon? Which great Achron? That's what the Talmud said. That according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not even a pasuk. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's uvon mi'ayimov. It's the same din. It's one tier, one for all four. There is only one by Rabbi Motzi. Buy this. And never gonna wrong. It's buy this. It's buy this for kefal ba'pei. It's buy this for Rabbi Motzi. So the Taz Shtibul Torah is 1,000,000% Belishim Sofik, right, according to one Lashon in the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't end here. Ika de Amri, there are those who disagree. What does Ika de Amri say? Ika de Amri says, he has to caution Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, what do you need a pasuk for? Typically, that's never going to be Mammon. What does the Gemara answer? No. This is not quite never going to be Mammon. This doesn't meet the criteria of never going to be Mammon. Davar Gadol Mamon made when what means? What was Davar Gadol Mamon? What's every case Davar Gadol Mamon? Rabbi Shimon knew. Every case is what? All the cases of the Alvehay, Kefil, remember the Shemir. What? It's gone. It's history. Here, he had the chametz is here. Chametz is still in front of you. It's sitting on the table. What's for Davar Gadol Mamon? It hasn't happened yet. Kamash Malon Apostle, you're still over my reverence. Isn't the Ika de Amri flying against the Taz? Is it the Farish against the Taz? According to the Ika de Amri, even according to Bishimon, there's a second level of Bairavi Motze. Even according to Bishimon, the Bagan moment is, does not get a cover Chomach Kibbul of Acharias. Once you say, according to the Ika de Amri, that even Rabbi Shimon has to come onto the pasuk, and it's not really part of the model of Davar Gadol Mamon, Rabbi Shimon. That was true of the first lashon. We're in the second lashon. So here the Chachmei Bavel themselves are sitting and contemplating this very good, what the Taz has been bechadish in Eastern Europe and Poland in the 1500s. The Amoraim already had it befeirush. It's Ramash right in front of us. The first lashon of the Gemara, the Taz is right. The second lashon, the Taz, the Chayr is not right. How did the Taz miss the second lashon of the Gemara? We forgot what it says in the Vavam Rav. What's the answer, they say? There are two ways to read the second lashon of the Gemara. When the Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Shimon, hey, we need a pasuk, because it doesn't quite meet the standards of Rabbi Shimon, Davar Gadol Mamon, Yeshlach, the Chakira just had a child. We have a grandchild, the Chakira. Yeshlach, or what's Pshat of the second lashon? Is Pshat in the second lashon that classic Davar Gadol Mamon really truly only applies when the item's not here? And the fact that now it applies to chametz is taka quark, it's taka chiddush. Or no, what's Pshat in Loyimatze according to the second lashon? The Loyimatze is rectifying a misunderstanding of what we thought Rabbi Shimon must have meant. We thought that Rabbi Shimon is limited only to when it's not be'en. Kamash Balon, you're wrong. Rabbi Shimon applies even when it's be'en. It's the same Rabbi Shimon. The Kamash Balon, the second lashon, is not just a chiddush b'yam, it's exerts the custom call it a day. No. The Kamash Balon is, this is also Davar Gadol Mamon. You're wrong. You misunderstood what Davar Gadol Mamon meant. This is right to Davar Gadol Mamon. There's no question under the sun that the Taz learned that way. Because if the Taz didn't learn that way, then the Taz just missed half of this again. So the first lashon of the Gemara is klar like the Taz, Belishim Sofik. Second lashon's got to do a little work on it, but I'm pretty convinced the Taz learned the second pshat and the Chakir in the second lashon. Rabbi say, for the grand finale, not yet the grand finale, but one close to the grand finale, what we were just added on, we were zoichet to add this nefech mishalano, to add this nekuda shem nekuda to the Taz. We salvaged the Taz by revamping the second lashon. That even according to the second lashon, there's really nothing so grandiose chiddush about chametz. Chametz, we need a pasuk just to offset a potential mistake in Havamina. But once the pasuk tells us, so what do we think Davar Gadol Mamon means ultimately? Whether it's be'en, it's not be'en, it does make the slightest bit of difference. Right? That's clearly how the Taz is learning. That once the second lashon of the Gemara exists, once the Torah tells us lo yimotze, that is not a chiddush about Rabbi Motze. That's simply defining for us properly the parameters of Davar Gadol Mamon, and Davar Gadol Mamon applies in its full glory, full force, even if it's be'en. There's no question in my mind that's what the Taz held. If that's the case, what answer, what question can we now answer? What? We can now answer the Ktzais HaSan's Kasha. Very good. What was the Ktzais HaSan's Kasha? How could it work? It said, Henry Kufya Bey's apply, Davar Gavra Mama. The animal's still here. Nothing happened. It wasn't stolen yet. It's sitting in the Yerni Dachas. And we said, oh, it's Mama Yerni Dachas. Mama not Yerni Dachas because Davar Gavra Mama. So we needed Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim Bey's. We had Shtickle Teres in the last Sunya to get out of that problem. Who, I forgot about it. Who was the one who said the other Shah? I forgot. One of you guys said it. Is that right? Yeah. That the Taz said the second Shah. The Taz clearly learned that way. That when the Gemara says in the second Lashon, Davar Gavra Mama, it doesn't really, really mean that there's the Mechudesh to Kavod. This is also called Davar Gavra Mama. Once you say that, then the Kusha, the Kasha, the Ktzais, the Sun fall much more by the wayside. Rabbi say, one last Nakuda about the Taz. Ultimately, it's all revolving around. It's Davar Gavra Mama moment, Kabbal Sechrayas. Is that classic by Rabbi Motzai? Or is that Mechudesh Tikkun by Rabbi Motzai? Is it basically just the old story of Rabbi Motzai? It's basically Bailas. We just need a little bit of surgery to revamp some rules of Bailas. But it's basically Bailas? Or is it something radically different? It's a way to violate by Rabbi Motzai without real Bailas. So according to the Taz, according to the Rabban, it's clearly not Bailas. According to Rabbi Shimon, it may have depended on the two Lashinas, but we were able to salvage it even according to the seventh Moshe. Can somebody remember a sheet in one of the Gedolei Acharonim that may shed some light on this topic, or took a stand on this topic? A great, great Acharon, I think we mentioned in the last, if it is modern, I'm not mistaken, where the Chiddush Gadol in the Sugyas of Bittul Chametz. We may have only said it like almost in passing. The Shagas Aryeh had a tremendous chumrah about Bittul Chametz. You remember? Shagas Aryeh claimed there's a case where Bittul Chametz isn't going to work. You know where? The Chametz Shekivu LeBachrayus. Did we mention it last month? We didn't mention it? We didn't mention it. Shagas Aryeh, remember, he had a kasha from Shachar to Chametz Allah. First, the Fizkala Chametz. How do you get Malchus? Maybe the guy was Mavapala. Can we talk about this? Vaguely? Sheikh says, Gvaldi Chiddush, that you can't be Mavapala Chametz, shall Davar Gavra Mama. You can't be Mavapala Chametz, or Kibbutz Chametz. It's not yours anyway. The same way the Gemara says, you can't be Mavapala Chametz, Rachas Mani Surah, because it's not yours. You can't be Mavapala Chametz of Kibbutz Chametz. Do you think that's right? According to the Taz, do you think that's right? I think it depends on the things of Shimon and the Rabbanim. According to the Rabbanim, maybe he's right. Because according to the Rabbanim, this is a different track of Rabbi Motzi. You really are not the Bailam on it. So if at the end of the day I'm not the Bailam on it, how can I involve what's not mine? But according to Rabbi Shimon, am I the Bailam on it? Of course I'm the Bailam on it. Because Rabbi Shimon, this is Bailas. This is Bailas, plain and simple. So if this is Bailas, so I'm Marusha. If I'm Ay because it's Bailas, I can be Mavapla. How can you have that split and say, no, it's yours, but you can't be Mavapla? That doesn't make any sense. According to Rabban, it's Taka not yours, you're still loving Rabbi Matzah, and now you're in a pickle, you can't be Mavapla. So you can have a Chumrah in Kabbalah Sechrayas that you don't have in real Chometz. That's not Nitan de Bittu. That was the Shagasai's breakthrough. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's a non-starter according to the Taz. Just a Ha'ara that he had to put together. Pieces of the Sugya. Okay, everybody say, it's already past 1 o'clock. Remind me tomorrow, Mitzvah, the beginning of the Shia, there's one. Tomorrow is literally Ha'ara. Just literally one Ha'ara about Isla Mechitza. Chavashach was La Mechitza, which is just the Shiraim of Amshagia. And then Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll be able to start the full force of Mitzvah. Okay? Good.